Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk broadcast, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And to HighSpeedWeb.net that streams our signal 24/7, 365. Well, we thought it was about time to find out what the heck was going on with Miracle Park. So we have brought the Brain Trust around the table. Her name is Kylie Carroll. And then she brought some other guy. You're the guy who builds this stuff, aren't you?
That's right. Not the Brain Trust.
Not the Brain Trust. Thank you both for being here today. We already know about him, so we don't need to hear another thing about Warren Norman. I'm just teasing. So, Kylie, this is your debut on Straight Talk.
That's right.
So tell us a little bit about you, if you would.
I'm from Rock Hill, grew up here, went to Rock Hill High, and then went on and got my degree in special education, and I taught in Rock Hill for several years. I've taught around the state, and spent a lot of time in education, about 18 years, and now I work with Miracle Park. I have 5 children, and my youngest has Down syndrome.
You have 5 children?
I do.
Good Lord. What am I talking about? I mean, how many you got?
I've only got 3, but I'm on the lighter end of our family.
I was going to say, if you've never, you need to go. I love this. When your dad does his campaign kickoffs, right?
Yeah.
He has a lot of people around there. And then he asks the family to come up around the podium.
Yeah.
Well, there ain't no room anywhere around that stage because I don't know how many it is, children and grandchildren, but it's dozens.
Oh, yeah.
Dozens and dozens and dozens.
17 grandkids at this point. So they got to reinforce the stage to get us all on there.
So how did you get attracted to Miracle Park, Kylie?
Well, like I said, my youngest son has Down syndrome, yeah. So I have been plugged in with the disabilities community for the last several years. And I also direct a preschool, so I stay really connected with families. And as my son started having different therapies and things, I started to experience this pull of trying to balance 5 kids in general, but also the extra things that come along with Down syndrome. And I was talking to Alice Davis, and she asked me to apply for the job. And I went in and talked to them about my ideas, and here I am.
There you are. All right, I think we need to do a tutorial, Warren. This is
sure.
Where you come in.
All right.
On Miracle Park. I mean, suffice it to say, this took quite a bit of time
right.
to go from concept to what we see out there now.
Sure.
A lot of dirt moving.
Definitely.
A lot of pieces to the puzzle. You had to work with the state of South Carolina. You had to work with the city of Rock Hill. You had to work with Winthrop University.
Mm-hmm.
But it all came together
yes.
after a lot of work on your part and David Williams' part.
Right.
And you made it happen.
Yeah.
So where are we with the project?
So, yeah, quick. You gave a quick rundown. This started at this point 4 years ago, I would think, with David Williams coming to myself, who was a special education major, similar to Kylie, and Alice Davis, who is David's sister, actually, and knew that we were both special ed majors involved with York County Board of Disabilities. Either big board or foundation board or both. And so that's how this thing originated. And you said it well. It took a couple of years to go from an idea to reality of working with the city of Rock Hill, who's been fantastic to deal with, along with getting Winthrop on board and ending up with the 15 acres that sits right there on Cherry Road. That is where Miracle Park is located now. So that took some time. Then we flipped the page to both money raising, and we've been very, very fortunate and blessed to have raised an unusually large amount of private donors that have totaled around $3.4 million in private donations, plus the city of Rock Hill, not counting their land contribution along with Winthrop. So we've we've had some tremendous success, you know, by our entire team to get us to the point we are now. We got all the plans done and broke ground earlier this year, I guess latter part of last year, and we made tremendous progress. Kylie's been fantastic to bring on board, been on board well over a year now, about. So we're all volunteers, so now we have a dedicated person that's helping us, all volunteers, keep the pieces together. And so then COVID hit, and so we took a we felt like we were on the forefront. We felt like we were in a very fortunate position to have raised have the amount of money that we had raised in the bank, or have it pledged, which is of the amount of money that we have raised, which is about 4.1 total. Only about $600,000 or $700,000 of that was not actually in the bank. So that was very big and allowed us to be able to keep the project going. And you know, with where we were prior to COVID hitting, we were wanting to press the envelope because we had so much success on the front end of fundraising without even having a park open. We felt like, as a group, that the conservative thing to do and the right thing to do is not to build the whole thing and then go borrow a bunch of money or do something like that, but to try to find a middle ground where we could spend some money on things and press it, because we felt very confident that we could raise the additional money. Well, when COVID hit, obviously it turned every business and every the entire world upside down. So we tried to take a step back and reanalyze how far we were pushing on the project, and we pulled back fairly significantly, but not to the point. We've landed in a really good spot with being able to finish phase one, and we're able to do that. With all the decisions that we've made, we did eliminate a few of the things that we were trying to get ahead of in phase two with the second miracle field and some other things. But for the most part, we're in a really good spot over the last couple of weeks, and now we're turning the page to try to address different avenues that we can go down, the Panthers being one, or some other avenues. We actually had, you mentioned that, we had a collective Zoom with his office this week, which is a little weird because he's my dad, but there is a separation there of trying to get with as much private money as we raise. There's an infrastructure piece of this that is real, and so we're trying to we got his whole team on board, and hopefully he can lead a charge. Governor McMaster was here, so there's already kind of a South Carolina support. If we can get the other congressmen and senators on board to understand about the project, that's going to help in a pretty big way, both from exposure and potentially having us help with national grants and those type things to help us get to the finish line.
So when we say phase one,
mm-hmm.
modified, however you're modifying, what can we expect to see when phase one is completed? Kylie?
In August, you will start to see the playground going up. Playground in all of its pieces is definitely happening in phase one. We also will have a completely refurbished field, that the existing field that was there, that Parks and Rec will continue to program T-ball, Little League, softball, all of those things will be on that refurbished field. We'll also have one miracle field, which is the poured surface field that eliminates barriers for people in wheelchairs, walkers, and other assistive devices so that they can play without trip hazards. We will also have the concession and restroom building at our donor area, with a sensory area, which includes a sensory pathway and auditory and kinetic walls to engage all the senses. Also a sensory garden. Am I leaving anything out?
Talk about the Winthrop Connection.
Yes.
They've been very, very good to deal with.
Yes, Winthrop's art department has partnered with us to design that sensory area that I just spoke about. They are in progress right now of working on a big logo sculpture that is going to go in that area. They are going to involve community members to help with those tactile and auditory walls. They're also cutting stars that will recognize our donors in that same area.
And they came up with a lot of this. I mean, we got them on board when, Kylie, 6 months ago or maybe even longer than that?
Longer than that. Yeah, about a year ago.
Yeah, about a year ago. And they came in and did a full presentation. I mean, we just approached them to say, listen, the connection and the partnership with Winthrop is great on the land, but do your – and we knew once the park was open that their special education majors or even education majors would be involved from an operational standpoint on the park. But we kind of just tossed it out there to say, do you think your art department could come up with some different things and work with the special ed department? Man, they took it and ran with it. They put a team of people on it. They came and did a full presentation to us and everything she just described. Ultimately, they're making and fabricating. So it really is neat. And then the schools, too, we got ahead [S2] Right. [S1] Of the game. We didn't realize we wouldn't have been able to do that now with kids not going back to school, but let's talk about the tiles. That's a cool.
Sure. The tiles for the bathrooms have been painted by children in Rock Hill Schools through a grant from the Rock Hill Schools Education Foundation. And we just think it's going to be a really neat piece for kids to go to the park and walk in the bathroom and say, hey, Mom, hey, Dad, I painted that tile.
Great idea. So explain to me, when we say a sensory area, What are we talking about? This is something where people, young kids, can just put their hands on this thing and
absolutely.
A voice is going to jump out and say what it is or whatever.
No voices are jumping out here, although we do have interactive elements in the playground that will talk to you and tell you how to play. We can talk about that in a second. But sensory area, there are going to be two walls. One is devoted to auditory. So it will have pieces fabricated to look like sports equipment that will make music. Bringing in that sense of sound that is such a draw to all kids, really, but especially kids on the spectrum. Then there is a kinetic wall that is going to have pieces that replicate different sports and even a turf section, different textures and touches for kids who really aren't ready to be a part of a team, but they can still get that sensory input by touching all the different parts. Then the sensory pathway is something that is actually painted on the ground that involves movements of all different types. But those movements are going to be designed to be inclusive so that anyone can participate in this pathway. And we really hope that some therapist will come and do therapy in that sensory area to really encourage bringing kids outside. That's one of the things about the park that I, as a mom, am super excited about. There are days where my son has therapy, and if I'm picking them up from school and we go straight to therapy, my other kids are in the car for an hour while he has therapy, and we just sit there. If we do therapy at the park, there are things where everyone can be engaged and outside, and just such a much more healthy and inclusive approach to therapy and involving the whole family.
And I think that's important to point out that the Miracle Park is going to be for all the kids.
Yeah. Absolutely. It is not a special needs park. Yeah. And we really want people to hear that. While we've taken exceptional time and effort to make it fully accessible for everybody, no matter their ability, we want people to know that it is for everybody. And my big kids who do not have special needs are probably more excited about the park than my little guy is. Just for the opportunity to have something really different and new that is engaging to everyone, that includes all types of sports, but it's a place where they can play with their brother and he fits in.
So explain to me and to everybody, when we talk about we're going to have one Miracle Field, what is it that makes the Miracle Field different from just a regular ballpark?
Yeah, so it's a field that's built out of a rubberized surface, and so that allows for kids in wheelchairs. It's a softer surface as well that allows for kids in walkers that can actually play baseball or whatever game is on there, versus at a regular field that would present challenges. So, to touch on what Kylie just said, the beauty of the park is that it brings everyone together, and that from a social interaction standpoint, where kids may not be able to go to a regular park, they're going to be able to go to this park, and you combine that with regular kids, it becomes more of a natural interaction, and that is a, you know, naturally has a big improvement over people feeling more comfortable, or and that's the beauty of the park. And even talking about the Miracle Field and the Miracle League, the Miracle Field that I just described, they're actually built across the country, so there are multiple Miracle Fields in different towns. But there's also a Miracle League organization where we have the City of Rock Hill PRT that's going to help us program this, which is fantastic and a huge asset. But there's a template there, and there's a buddy system. So, you know, a child with a certain type of disability may come in and be paired with a kid, and those two work together. So it's not just in the playground area, it's in the entire park where you have social interaction that then, you know, in my opinion, breaks down those barriers that may be there currently. So that's the beauty of the whole park. And there's nothing like it anywhere in the United States. There's places where there's a Miracle Field. There's places where there's playgrounds that are built with certain type things within that playground that may be tailored towards people with disabilities, but there would not be there is nowhere in the United States where there is multiple fields and multiple multi-purpose fields and a playground and eventually a building where people will be able to work and all combined into one, not to mention in a grade A location that's easy to get to that will allow us to host leagues and tournaments and different type things with through Special Olympics, or it's just a floodgate. But there's nothing like this anywhere in the United States, or probably anywhere in the world, which sounds crazy, but there really isn't. It's a difficult thing for people to get off the ground in other municipalities that we've seen just to build one Miracle Field. So we have two Miracle Fields, two multi-purpose fields, a playground, a fishing pond, a putting area, and a building that will house places for either a restaurant or some type place for people to work. So it truly is unique and nothing like it anywhere.
Well, I think I've said this before, I'll say it again. I don't think there'll be anything in Rock Hill that will say more about who we are as a community than Miracle Park. Mm-hmm. And we've got every sports venue you can imagine in this city. And to have this, to me, is just the crown on, you know, on or the icing on the cake, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is for everybody. It
Absolutely.
Is for everybody, and it's all about kids, which is great. Yep. Wonderful.
It is all about kids, but also we want adults to know. We want you at the park, too. I spoke to a group of adults with special needs last week, and they are so excited for the opportunity to have a place to work, first of all, but also this playground is designed for adults. They are going to have a playground that meets their needs where they can play and it's appropriate for them to play versus a Cherry Park. Great playground, but if you saw a bunch of adults playing on that playground, you might kind of raise your eyebrows, and they know that. Mm-hmm. And so they're really excited about an appropriate play space for them. And all adults, we also have an area of the park with some resistance equipment that is going to be great for our elderly population. I mentioned the piece that will talk to you. That piece is also for everyone. You'll step into it and it's interactive and it might tell you, go stand on red or run to blue. And that's really great for several populations, for our population that has communication disorders. They're not going to have to ask someone to play with them. The machine is going to tell them all how to play together. It's also been
used. Can we send that down to Washington, D.C.?
That's definitely true.
That'd be great. Huh? We can all play well together.
We could solve your problems. We'll send them all up here to Miracle Park and we'll solve your problem.
Right.
All right, we're going to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, Kylie, you don't know this, but right behind Warren is the cue card that tells what we do here at Substation 2. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes, 7 days a week. White letters we're all going to say together at the count of three. Are you ready? One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
My concern is let's not let fear of COVID cloud people's judgment about their health. We don't want people sitting at home with heart attack, stroke. Those things are life-threatening.
Piedmont Medical Center Chief Executive Officer Mark Nosaka expressing his concern about those who fear coming to the ER.
People are still going to have heart disease. They're still going to have heart attacks. They're still going to need heart surgery. And we're providing all those services while we're protecting people from COVID.
Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Are you looking to relax, spend time with the family, or cruise the open road with your new motorcycle to get away? Founders Federal Credit Union is offering low interest rates on recreational vehicle loans. Whether you need a boat, jet ski, ATV, camper, or a motorcycle for your next adventure, we can help. Relax, it's time to play. Visit FoundersFCU.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
This is Charlie Ruffalo. I want to personally thank everyone for supporting Substation 2 during this pandemic. This has not been an easy time for many of us, but you keep coming back day after day for our fresh subs and salads, and that has helped us keep the doors open and our employees on the payroll. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Rock Hill and York County, for supporting Substation 2 these past 34 years, and especially now. Substation 2 really loves you. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2. Callie Carroll, the Executive Director of Miracle Park, and her able-bodied assistant, Maura Norman, is here today. And we're getting an update on the park, which we've done. We could spend another hour going through all the T's and crossing the I's and all that kind of... No, it's dotting the I's and crossing... That's right. I think that's right. Okay. So you've raised, you've got commitments for over $4 million. You got the greatest amount of that in the bank already. You're going to go through with phase one, which we've already detailed all the things that will be there. Visibly to John Q. Public, when phase one is done sometime after the first of the year, about half of what we see there now is dirt is going to be what we're going to see.
Correct. There'll be about, you know, there'll be about half of the... of the master plan as you look at it, that'll be complete and operational with the additional half yet to go. However, all of the infrastructure will be in for the most part. There'll be a little more paving that we'd have to do, but for the most part, all of the grading work, all of the expensive underground stuff that people don't see is complete. So we are, whereas half of the piece, half of it will be about operational, another, really about 70-75% of the financial piece of this will be complete. So it will just take a little bit more to get us to the finish line to fully build out the rest of the park and the building and the other multi-purpose fields, the second miracle field.
So your estimate right now is what, $6 million to finish this whole thing? $7 million?
About $4 million is, you know, to finish the entire thing.
Yeah.
$4-4.5 million is probably what we would need to finish the entire thing. So we're about halfway there.
About halfway there.
Financially. Okay. But, you know, and a portion of that is the building, which is a big portion of that. And that... that's a little different animal, so we can, we'll have tenants in there for that
right.
that will be operational. That we've looked at many different cafes and different things that actually do pretty well. So we would that is kind of a little business within the whole thing.
Gotcha.
That will be pretty neat. But yeah, I mean, we're about halfway right. there in terms of hard money that we need to raise.
All right, so you've done a very good job of fundraising so far. You're now trying to see if you can get some state money or federal money to help out with various pieces of this, which makes perfect sense. But I'm sure, Kylie, you're out looking at every other possibility that's out there?
Absolutely.
So talk to me about that.
We are looking into private foundations. We are combing through grants on a daily basis. We have backed off on asking individuals since March, just because of COVID. Things are ramping back up, so we launched an email campaign last week to let donors know where we stand and what we still have to raise. We're still unsure as to how in-person fundraisers will look this fall, but we are looking at every avenue possible to continue raising that $4 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's to say that the virus has kind of put a cold bucket of water on fundraising. I don't care who you are.
Right, for
if
everyone.
You're a nonprofit, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah, we did. You know, obviously we had our basketball tournament for years that you came and reported on, that this was pre-Miracle Park, and then Savor the Flavors, which is a very successful event for us every year. But in addition to that, we were looking at concerts. We were looking at a lot of different things that would bring in pretty big dollars that would help, that have been put on hold, at least for the foreseeable future as it relates to in-person fundraisers, as Kylie mentioned. But I'll add, look, you know, we had, you know, we were going after big dollars. And at the same time, you know, whether it's $50, $100, $1,000, those matter. And those are really what's going to help get us to the finish line. And so for people out there that are able to give, just, you know, we don't want, these numbers are big numbers. But this is a long-term project, and this is going to be something that, as you say, is going to be a staple for Rock Hill for a really long time and for York County and the state. And so we, you know, don't want to give the impression, because $4 million is out there, that we need to raise, that $100 doesn't matter, because it does.
Sure.
And you know, you get 10 people to give $100, that's $1,000. And so
if they did it every month.
Any kind of longer-term commitment as well, if they, you know, can give $1,000 over the next 5 years or something like that, or even $100 over the next 5 years, those matter, and those help us give the base to understand how far we can push the project. So even if it's a longer term commitment, and not necessarily right now, but hey, I want to help, but maybe next year I can give $500, then those help us get on that list, and we can, and they make a big difference. And we are going after grants. There's a ton of them, and rightfully so, that you can't get until you're open. And so once we get open, we're going to have a lot of opportunity. And that was a conversation we had. I'll call Congressman Norman's office yesterday. You know, he actually said we are much different than a lot of groups that come to him, because we have had a lot of success, and we're not coming and asking to seed a project. Right. We're coming and asking to finish the project. So we've gotten it. It's going to be open, and that's going to help us in a big way.
Reminds me a lot of Pennies for Progress, the fact that the community bellied up and taxed itself. We were able to attract a bunch of different money from different sources to have the road network that we have right now.
It's made a big difference.
The other thing that is impressive to grants and to large donors is when we can tell them we have over 400 donors behind this project. That includes all those $50 and $100 donations, but those numbers matter so that people see that our community is really invested in this project.
Yeah. And the key thing, as you pointed out, Warren, I mean, every little bit helps on this. And, you know, if everybody just chip in a little bit, you can get over the hump on this.
And word of mouth is huge. I mean, you never know, when you mention this project, and I say you, meaning people that might be listening, you mention this project to somebody else, and you never know what connections or contacts they may have. And we've seen that happen. We said early on this project was a bit divine, because it just came together, and we had so many good things happen to get us to this point. And so, you know, I want to say thank you to the people and the communities and the 400 groups that have, because it's making a difference. We're seeing continued success through this whole thing. There's a long way to go, but you never know who, if you mention this to, might have a brother or a cousin that's on a foundation in Georgia or wherever that ends up wanting to be a part of this.
What you know, it's who you know, and feel free to talk about it. Great program. Thank you, Kylie, for what you're doing. Warren, as always, thank you, buddy. Appreciate you being here, and thank that other fellow. What's his name? David
Williams.
Yeah. Don't want him to be forgotten. That's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors, online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right, one more time, Kylie. Fresh subs and salads 7 days a week, prepared right here at Substation 2. The magical way we do it, the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice.
Garden, garden, garden. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio. Bye.